们主日博饼聚会我们就停到这里。在报告事项之前，我们还是先介绍一下啊，这个感谢赞美主啊，今天有很多的啊 New Jersey 和 New York 众召会啊来这里与我们有相调，一同在这里啊见证啊我们的合一。所以我们先请众召会能够啊一个每个召会我们需要啊我们起来介绍一下啊，就是讲一下你啊你召会的名字啊。
OK， praise the Lord， this is a glorious day。As you know, we should introduce our saints from all localities.
Amen.
Amen. How about we start from church the most church from New York?
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah. How many?
Hallelujah.
过世吗
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're from church in New York City. Where's Ian and Kelsey?
Ian and Kelsey.
Future.
Amen.
We are moving to New York City soon. Amen.
Amen. Saints from a church in Franklin.
Amen. Amen. Franklin.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Church in Manalapan.
Manalapan.
Amen. Amen. Church in Natalie.
Natalie.
Amen. Church in Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Church in Edison.
Edison. Amen.
Church in Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Church in Parsippany.
Amen.
Any saints from church in Fairlawn?
Fairlawn.
Fairlawn. Now church in Piscataway.
Hallelujah.
Now church in Berkeley Heights.
Church in Montreal Park. California.
And also Cerritos.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now anyone who hasn't been introduced, or you come here for the first time, 有没有还没有介绍的？
Amen.
How about the new baptized saints this year in Berkeley Heights? How about
Amen.
Stand up?
Amen. Amen. 今年受浸。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.好，那我们简短报告一下，我们是这个要来的，
Amen.
We have the upcoming Memorial Conference from May 27th to 30th at Washington D.C.
Amen.
We encourage all the saints to attend.
Amen.
Amen. And 2016 summer training is scheduled for July the 4th to July the 9th,
Amen.
Anaheim, California.
Right.
Registration is due today, so please do register. Amen.
Amen.
College training is scheduled for July 17th to 23rd at the University of Massachusetts.
Amen.
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 UMass Amherst.
Amherst. Amen. Please do register. Chinese-speaking students and scholars training from July 25th to July 31st.
Amen.
Serving ones training from July 22nd to 24th at KPBC.
Amen.
Amen. Please note, Amen. Seating is limited, so please register as soon as possible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The next Tuesday's prayer meeting will be... our first prayer meeting as church in Berkeley Heights. All the saints from Berkeley Heights, please do come
Amen.
For the prayer meeting.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 Today's meeting mainly conducted in Chinese. I'm not sure. I maybe I have an overall review about the church in Berkeley Heights. Amen. A little, a small little history.
Amen.
Make sure everybody who speak you don't understand the Chinese, you can. We do have a translation.
Yeah, we have enough radio.
So if you don't have radio, please raise your hand. Okay, I have two more radios.
Here, brother. Thank you.
Okay, one more. Two more. Two more. One, two, two more. Three.
Robert.
One. Do we have four more? We don't have a translate a radio anymore. We short of radios. Okay. 那我就简短的讲一下Berkeley Heights 的一点点的顺徒的历史。从2006年六月份我们家搬到这个Berkeley Heights， 因着姊妹的工作。当时搬过来，弟兄们就在说：“你们不仅仅是你们个人去，
是
你要带着意向去。”但是我们当时那个意向什么太高了，我就说我们先去再说吧。就那个意向不是一直在我们，可能在一直在我们心里面，但是不是很明确有一个意向在那里面。但是感谢主
啊。
主是听我们的祷告，
是
啊，听我们的祷告啊。随着我们搬过去，也有后来就有一位弟兄一个家大街一家也搬过来了，
是，
搬过来了。那主的工作是很奇妙的，
是
啊。当这个两个家搬过来的时候就是当地的弟兄姊妹有几位弟兄姊妹就在一起了，
对
啊。我们从2007年年初就开始了小牌聚会，
是
在这里就有小牌聚会了。那随着这个主的祝福那因着我们在这里有这样的聚会就把弟兄姊妹从台湾带过来，从纽约带过来，也在当地得着一些弟兄姊妹。
是，
我们这里很快就有三个小牌，在几年这里就有了三个小牌。
对，
那因着这样的这个意向就清楚了。我们这因着这样的工作，主的工作，这意向就很清楚。那弟兄嘛，在2005年就和我们有交通了。
是。
而且有了两次交通一个04年21月份，一个05年14年，一个15年，就有两次交通。
对
在座的很多弟兄们都在那里有见证在那里就把这个意向给我们重新写了一下。所以这个借着有着这样的意向我们就和主配合。
Amen。
经过许多的交通和许多弟兄姊妹在这里扶持，
是
还有这个陈红军弟兄多次来到这里为着这个给我们讲，一再讲这个意向，
是
我弟兄姊妹就站起来为这个意向自己也奉献给你。
Amen。
今天有主的桌子在这里实在是众众召会的扶持，
是
主的祝福。
Amen。
众召会的扶持。
对。
弟兄姊妹的奉献，感谢和赞美主我不想多讲这个我们后面留一点时间再让弟兄们在这里给我们带讲，把这个意向再来讲清楚把主的身体再给我们讲一讲弟兄姊妹再给我们弟兄姊妹这个说主的话，让我们在这里为主做坚强的见证。
是，
阿门。主的桌子一旦建立就是凡祭坛上的火永不熄灭。
是，
我们这个意向一旦建立就永不熄灭。地上的一切事都会过去。主的见证不会过去的。天地都会要废去。主的话是永远长存的。感谢和赞美主。
哈利路亚。
Amen。我先问一下我们听不懂英文的有多少？举个手嘛，完全听不懂英文的举个手。Amen。
第一位。
I think it's fewer 那要不要给他们耳机Let's speak in Chinese English。
Amen。
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 换一个给他们耳机好吧。Let's do this one.
I should do that. Amen.
You know, yesterday we had a gathering in Piscataway. For my son Ian and Kelsey to have a testimony meeting for their marriage.
Amen.
And that was a blessing to Bai's family.
Amen.
And also to all of us.
Amen.
Today we are here to celebrating the birth, the beginning
Hallelujah.
Of the church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
That's a blessing to the house of God.
Amen.
You know, our whole family are here representing 6 churches, I just realized. From all over the country and joining here for this celebration.
Amen.
This is what we call a double blessing, 双喜临门. Double blessing to all of us.
Amen.
And, you know, Berkeley High came from the propagation of Piscataway,
right.
And Piscataway came from the propagation of Franklin.
Amen.
You know, yesterday my father was telling us, serving the Lord is from generation to generation.
Yes.
Amen.
And also the propagation of the church
right.
is also from generation to generation.
Right.
We may
Amen.
Say the testimony of the church in Franklin is the first generation.
Right.
And most of us participate in that. And then the propagation of the Piscataway, church in Piscataway, second generation. Right. Now, the third generation propagation.
Mm.
We are so happy to be here.
Amen.
And before I continue, I'd like to read a few verses. Would you please open up your Bible?
Amen.
We like to read a few verses from the scripture. First, let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
Amen.
Chapter 16, verse 18. Let's read English first and then read Chinese. Matthew 16:18. Let's read together. When you find it, let's read together. And I also say to you that you are Peter,
and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
And let's see. Declare the word, upon this rock I will build my church.
Amen.
Let's declare together.
Upon this rock I will build my church.
This is what the Lord Jesus said. I will build my church.
Amen.
And let's read Chinese. 中文我们读一遍. 18节.
我还告诉你，你是彼得。 我要把我的召会建造在这磐石上。
Amen.
Okay, this is the first verse. I'd like to read a second verse. And first, Ephesians. Let's read Ephesians. 以弗所书. Ephesians chapter 3 first. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 and 11.
Amen.
10 and 11. Let's again read English first and then Chinese. Let's read English first.
Amen. In our hand now to the rulers and authorities in the heavenlies, the holy wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
The last phrase, through the church.
Amen.
And again, verse 11.
According to the eternal purpose which is made in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Here, emphasize the eternal purpose.
Amen.
God has an eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Let's read Chinese together. 十节十一节.
Amen.
我要借着召会使诸天殿里执政的掌权的现今得知神万般的智慧。
And here it says very clearly, God has an eternal purpose.
Amen.
That purpose could never change.
Amen.
Our God is a God with a purpose.
Amen.
But now, what's his purpose? As this verse, verse 10, says very clearly, his purpose is to gain a church.
Amen.
And in order that now to the rulers
and authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church.
Amen.
Okay, last verse. Let's read again. Chapter 4, same book. Chapter 4, verse 16, regarding the building up of the church. Let's read together. Chapter 4, verse 16.
Amen.
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16. Let's read the English first.
All from whom all the body be joined together and be needed together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in measure of each one part, causes growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
And here I talk about a building up of how the church, the body of Christ, is built up.
Right.
You know, when the brother asked me to speak something, I was praying before the Lord, what should I speak? And the Lord gave me these few verses to read to the saints, the saints in Berkeley High,
amen,
and all the saints. And from this verse, we can see clearly our Lord in this universe is doing one thing.
Amen.
If you ask God, what are you doing now, God? If you ask the Lord Jesus, what are you doing now?
Amen.
You may consider the Lord is doing a lot of things in the universe, on the earth, among human race, in the environment. But if you ask God, ask the Lord, what is his central work? What is his goal? What is he trying to gain?
Right.
And from this verse, you can see very clearly, he will answer you.
Amen.
He will say, I'm building the church.
Amen.
Our God is doing one work.
Amen.
He is building up the church.
Amen.
He is building up the church.
Amen.
Let's see together.
He is building up the church.
We may consider the church the small thing. My major thing is my job, my family, my children, all those things. I'm in my leisure time, I just come to meet with the saints.
Amen.
That may be your consideration, your feeling. But now you need to see.
Amen.
You need to change.
Amen.
God's central work, his heart desire, his eternal purpose is to build up the church.
Amen.
And now you may ask, what is the church?
Amen.
The church, according to Greek original language of the Bible, is ecclesia.
Amen.
Is called out of one.
Amen.
The God called some people from the world, among the fallen sinners, and called them out.
Amen.
To become assembly.
Amen.
To become a gathering.
Amen.
And that is called the church.
Amen.
The church is called out of one, assembled together,
amen,
meeting together. They become the church.
Amen.
They belong to God. They own by God. They are the church of God.
Amen.
But however, if the called out of ones, they live in their old creation, they live in just the natural life,
right,
just like the Gentile people, sinners, they are not the church. The called out of one, the people called by God from the world, they are just a framework.
Amen.
Our framework for the church.
Amen.
But the inward content of the church, according to the Bible, we don't have time to read through the whole book of Ephesians. You can see that clearly. The inward content of the church is triune God.
Amen.
Is Christ.
Amen.
Is the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
We, the people, adjust our framework.
Right.
The inward content, the essence, is God himself.
Amen.
In his mingling, his uniting himself with us. He finished, he completed the redemptive work. He redeemed us, and then he regenerated us. And then he mingled himself with us to build us together with him, in him, to be his body.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, says the church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
Brother, sister, we have to be clear. The church is what? The body of Christ. Let's see together. The church is the body of Christ. You know, Ephesians give us six characteristics of the church. The church is not just called out ones. The church is a body. organism, living body. The church is also the house of God.
Amen.
The church is also one new man.
Amen.
In this one new man, there is no Greek, no barbarian, no Jews.
Amen.
And this is one new man. Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
In this one new man, no Chinese, no American, no anything else.
Amen.
But only Christ. Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
This is the church. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the house of God. The church is the one new man. The church is the dwelling place of God.
Amen.
And also eventually you come to chapter 5 of Ephesians. The church eventually will become the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Christ, our Lord Jesus is coming back.
Amen.
When he comes back, what he's waiting for? He's waiting for a bride. A beautiful bride. No blemish. No wrinkle.
That's right.
No anything else.
Amen.
And present to himself as a glorious bride.
Amen.
So the church is also the bride of Christ.
Amen.
And by chapter 6, you see the church is what? The church is the one new man. The church is a warrior.
Amen.
Fighting against God's enemy.
Amen.
So eventually you see the church on the one hand is the bride of Christ.
Right.
Satisfy him. Loving him. Purely came out from him. And come back to him. United, joined with him to be one spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
On the other hand, the church is a fighting warrior.
Amen.
As an army, as a one new man fighting against God's enemy.
Amen.
On this earth, because this earth is usurped by the enemy, by the devil. The church needs to be one with the Lord to fight this war. And to regain this earth.
Amen.
For the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
So this is revealed in the Bible. We have to be very clear. Saints in Berkeley Heights, we are not here doing anything else. We are here to be one with God.
Amen.
To be one with the Lord.
Amen.
We are here to build up the church.
Amen.
But we have to realize the church is not according to our natural concept. Of course, it's not just a simple physical building. It's not even a people called by God.
Right.
But the organism, the body of Christ,
right.
The house of God,
amen.
The one new man,
amen.
The bride of Christ,
amen.
The warrior of Christ.
Amen.
This you see, this, such a church is so dear and so important,
amen.
In God's eyes.
Amen.
I just hope in the beginning of the church in Berkeley Heights,
amen.
We can see how the Lord loves the church.
Amen.
Ephesians says very clearly, on the one hand, he said, he loves us,
amen.
And gave himself up for us.
Amen.
On the other hand, he said, he loves the church.
Amen.
He gave up himself for the church.
Amen.
He paid the high price. He died on the cross. It's not just for individual person. He died on the cross. He paid the high price. It's to buy, it's to purchase, to redeem the church.
Amen.
So we have to see this. We hope we can see this clearly. Clearly, our Lord care for the church.
Amen.
We just hope we can care for the church just like the Lord Jesus cared for the church.
Amen.
Of course, regarding building up the church, I'd like to point out a few things. How the church is built up. According to the Old Testament type. You know, the first tabernacle, right? When the children of Israel came out of Egypt and in the wilderness, by the mountain of Horeb. And they built up a tabernacle.
Amen.
And when they came to the good land, through David, received the revelation from God.
Mm.
By Solomon, his son, the king, they built a temple.
Mm.
So in the Old Testament, the tabernacle and the temple are all the type for the New Testament church.
Amen.
From that time, we see a few elements regarding building up the church.
Amen.
Number one, we need to see the blueprint.
Right.
We need to see the pattern. You know, when Moses received the pattern on the mountain, the Lord God warned him a few times, actually many times, you have to be watchful. You have to be careful. When you build up the tabernacle, you got to follow the pattern shown to you on the mountain.
Amen.
You cannot build a tabernacle according to your own design.
Amen.
You have no right to design for the tabernacle.
Amen.
God designed it already.
Amen.
God tells you how the tabernacle should be built up.
Amen.
And also the temple. When Solomon was building up the temple, he was warned by his father, you cannot build a temple according to your design. Because God already revealed to David how the temple should be built up.
Amen.
So build up the tabernacle or build up the temple must be follow the instruction, follow the pattern, follow the blueprint revealed by God.
Amen.
So, brother and sister, we are here building the church. We know God loves the church. We know God full of faith, care for the church. We know God's heart desire is for the church.
Amen.
We have a heart to we have a desire to cooperate with the Lord to build up the church.
Amen.
But number one, remember, we have to build up the church according to the blueprint.
Amen.
According to the pattern.
Amen.
We do not have any right to have any idea. God does not want your concept. God does not want my concept. No. He, in this regard, he is very absolute.
Right.
He is very strict.
Amen.
And this is the number one regarding build up the church.
Amen.
Now, where is the blueprint? The blueprint is revealed in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
We have to follow the Bible.
That's right.
The blueprint is revealed through the ministry.
Amen.
The ministry interpreted and revealed to us how the church should be built up.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we need to get into the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to get into the ministry.
Amen.
That's why in the beginning of the church, we just hope the serving one, the leading one, all the saints in Berkeley High, we can enter into the ministry of the age.
Amen.
So that's why brother announced the coming Memorial Day conference, summer training, the seven feasts. These are the ministry, the speaking of the ministry revealed to us how we should build up the church.
Amen.
So we should diligently by all means enter into these speakings.
Amen.
This is the number one. Number two, when you build up something for the tabernacle is portable, is movable. But when God is building the temple, temple is not movable.
Mm.
The location, the ground of the temple is very, very important.
Amen.
Actually, in Deuteronomy, I just finished reading Deuteronomy on my way here. God warned through Moses many times, when you go to the good land, you cannot make your own choice to build up the temple.
Amen.
God already decided where to build the temple.
Right.
The temple must be built in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Must be built on the Mount of Moriah.
Amen.
Where Abraham offered Isaac.
Amen.
Where David offered his sacrifice.
Amen.
So that's the location. That's the ground. God wants his temple to be built up.
Amen. Amen.
So the ground of the church, that's a clear picture.
Amen.
When we build up the church, we cannot build the church on any kind of ground.
Amen.
The ground must be very clear.
That's right.
You may ask, what is the ground of the church?
Mm.
Brother, sister, we need to read the ministry books, the ground and testimony of the church.
Amen. Amen.
I just simply tell according to the Bible. The ground of the church is the oneness of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Because there is only one Christ. He has only one body. The oneness of the body is the ground we build up the church.
Amen.
So when we have the church here in Berkeley High started, this is a testimony, testify the oneness of the body of Christ.
Amen.
This oneness includes all the children of God, redeemed one, regenerated one. We are representing the testimony of the Lord, receiving all the children of God.
Amen.
This is a clearly revealed that the ground of the church is the oneness of the body.
Amen.
And this one body, when this body is manifest in different localities, the locality becomes the ground of the church.
Amen.
So you may say the ground of the church has two aspects. Number one, oneness of the body.
Right. Right.
No matter how many church we propagate, no matter how the Lord lead us,
right,
we are still in the one body.
Amen.
The oneness of the body is the ground of the church.
Amen.
And then when the church is propagated to a new locality, that locality becomes the ground of the church.
Amen.
So in each locality, the Lord has a manifestation, has expression of that one body.
Amen.
So this is the 10th church in the state of New Jersey.
Amen.
We are so happy. We pray the Lord will continue to propagate.
Amen.
But this propagation is a propagation of the one body.
Right.
Testify the oneness of the body.
Amen.
In different localities.
Amen.
In all the localities. That's what we pray for.
Amen.
This is number two. The ground of the church. Number three. The foundation of the church. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The ground is a place. Is where the building is built. The foundation is the lower part of that building. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the foundation of the body of the church is nothing but Christ himself.
Amen.
We are building the church on Christ alone.
Amen.
We are not building the church on any other kind of foundation. We don't have any other foundation. Even the not only the Chinese culture, not only the American culture, another foundation. Even the partial truth of the Bible is not a foundation.
Right.
Only Amen. Christ alone is the foundation.
Amen.
Let's see together. Christ alone is the foundation of the church.
Amen.
This is number three. Number four. The building of the church. How? What kind of material you use to build? The material used for building up the church, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, you see Paul point out six kind of material: gold, silver, precious stone,
Amen.
And wood, grass, stubble.
Amen.
And the first three kind of material can pass through fire.
Right.
The second three kind of material, wood, grass, stubble, cannot pass through fire. Only those can pass through fire. Could be used for the building up of the church.
Amen.
We don't have time to go into detail, but I just simply, briefly tell the saints according to the Bible, the gold, silver, and precious stone is nothing but triune God.
Amen.
Gold signifies the divine nature of the Father. Silver signifies the redemptive work of the Son. The precious stone signifies the transforming work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So the building material could only be the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit
Amen.
Working to us,
Amen.
Work through us, enjoyed by us,
Amen.
And then we build up together. That could be the church.
Amen.
In other words, only the Christ in you, triune God in him, triune God in her, a triune God in us, together, that is called the church.
Amen.
All your natural background, all your culture, all your anything other than Christ, other than triune God, they could not be used for building up the church.
Amen.
So even though here we have a lot of Chinese people, but here is not a Chinese church.
That's right.
Amen.
Chinese cannot be used for church. Chinese could be only used, called by God, to be the outward free work.
Amen.
And the triune God, the inward essence, inward content, could be considered as the church.
Amen.
Americans, the same thing. Spanish, the same thing. None of us can be used for building up the church.
Amen.
So only triune God can be used to build up the church.
Amen.
So these are the four things I like to point out in the beginning of the church here.
Amen.
What are four things? Let's see. Let's review it. Number one, the pattern.
Amen.
The blueprint.
Amen.
Number two, the ground. Number three, the foundation. Number four,
the material.
Well, if you consider the four things, there are many more. I just point out these four most important things, crucial things for the building up of the church.
Right.
You can see all the so-called churches in the around us, among the situation here, so-called church, are not real churches.
Right.
Because many of them are not built according to the pattern shown by God.
Amen.
Many of them are not built on the ground of the oneness,
right.
Ground of the locality. Many of them are not built upon the foundation of Christ alone.
Right.
Many of them are not built up with the three kind of precious material out of the triune God.
Amen.
Therefore, the Christianity, the so-called church, are degraded. Are degraded in many ways. One way is that Christ should be the head of the church.
Amen.
But in the degraded church, the head is replaced by other things.
Amen.
You know, like in the winter, Christmas, so-called Christmas, the Christ is no longer there, only the mass. Right? In the Bible, who can show me where is the Christmas? Where is the mass? The Bible only shows us Christ.
Amen.
No mass. But now, in Christianity, only mass, no Christ. So that's the degradation of the so-called church.
Amen.
The Christ, the headship, was replaced.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, the church is divided into different denominations,
right,
with different names. That's the second thing. The body is divided into different pieces. Cut it into pieces. That's the second kind of degradation. The third degradation, in the so-called church, only a small number of people are functioning.
Amen.
The majority of the people are not functioning.
Amen.
Therefore, there is a need of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Let's say together, there is a need of the Lord's recovery. Amen. You may ask, what is the Lord is recovering now? I will say mainly three things. Number one, the Lord's recovery is to recover Christ.
Amen.
Christ to be the head of the church.
Right.
Christ to be the life of the church.
Amen.
Christ to be the life supply of the church.
Amen.
Christ to be the content of the church.
Amen.
Christ to be everything of the church.
Amen.
Let's see together. What are the Lord's recovering now?
Christ.
Christ to be everything. Number two, what are the Lord recovering now? He's recovering the oneness of the body.
Amen.
Because the body is divided.
Amen.
Scattered. Chaotic. He is recovering the oneness of the body.
Amen.
According to the oneness of the ground. Ground of the oneness. That's number two. Number three, he's recovering the function of all the members of the saints.
Amen.
Can we see, repeat these three things? Number one, he's recovering what?
Christ.
Number two, he's recovering oneness of the body. Number three, he's recovering the function of the
body.
So, I just like to finish this. What the Lord is doing now, he's building up the church. We have Christ as a center, as a head, as everything of the church.
Amen.
The saints in Berkeley Heights, you should be able to declare Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
Is the head, is the center,
amen,
is the content of the church in Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
Can you declare that?
Amen.
Can we all declare that?
Amen.
Christ and Christ alone is the head, is the center, is the content, is the everything of the church in Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
That's number one. Number two, we are here to recover. The Lord is recovered through us the oneness of the body.
Amen.
We are standing here for the one testimony.
Amen.
One body of Christ.
Amen.
Expressed in each locality.
Right.
Here in this locality of Berkeley Heights.
Amen. Amen.
Number three, we are here to recover all the function of the saints.
Amen.
Now you may ask, what are the function of the saints?
Right.
I would say two aspects. Number one aspect, Levitical aspect. So all the members, we pray, we hope, all the saints in Berkeley Heights, you can function in the practical service, in the Levitical service, in every aspect.
Amen.
I really appreciate Brother Peter Chen, 陈红军弟兄来给我们的帮助.
Amen.
He said, 人人有事做.
Amen.
事事有人做. I don't know how to say it in English. But anyhow, that was a very good help. He rendered us a lot of help.
Right.
All the things in the church,
amen,
all the practical service, we can all participate.
Right.
We should all participate. That's number one.
Right.
One aspect. Another aspect, the priesthood service. We, brothers and sisters, we are not only the Levites, we are also the holy priesthood, royal priesthood, the priesthood of the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
So we have a function. Function in what? We have a function in preaching gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first function of the priesthood is the gospel.
Amen. Amen.
So we just hope, we just pray, the saints in Berkeley Heights, you start preaching gospel right away.
Amen.
Amen.
We should all function in functioning preaching in preaching the gospel.
Amen.
So in California, the brother encouraged us, and in Singapore, I'm going to Singapore tomorrow or tonight, actually, this afternoon, actually. the saints there, they are practicing. Each brother or each sister, you should passing out the gospel tract. One track a day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that hard? Just one track. 一个单张。Is that hard? It's not too hard. But practice that.
Mm-hmm.
One track a day. And then one visit per week.
Mm-hmm.
Going out. 一个礼拜, 出去一次, 接触人, 传福音, 一天发一个单张, one track a day. One going out a week. And number three, one gospel in reaping per month.
Amen.
Every month, there will be a gospel in reaping meeting. So in Singapore, they do that in the past 3 months. First time, the brothers say, not only you have a gospel in reaping meeting, you need to set a goal.
Mm.
Each in reaping meeting, you should have at least 100 gospel friends. Should have at least 20 people get baptized. Wow, that's not easy. That is challenging. That requires us to desperately to nail down before the Lord to pray.
Yes.
So I don't know how you brothers and sisters in Berkeley Heights, you may not say, oh, maybe not one gospel in reaping per month, but at least the one gospel in reaping per every other month. What about every other 3 months?
Amen.
Every 3 months, you should have a gospel in reaping meeting.
Right. Amen.
You should have gospel in reaping meeting for Chinese and for English. If the Lord bless, also in Spanish.
Amen.
We pray the Lord will gain all kinds of people for His building.
Amen.
So the number one function is gospel.
Amen.
This is a function the Lord is recovering.
Right.
Recover all of us preaching gospel.
Amen.
Because we are the priesthood of the gospel.
Amen.
We are here for the Lord's testimony. We are here for the golden lampstand to shine around this community.
Amen.
How can the golden lampstand to shine? How can you be the testimony of the Lord if you do not tell your neighbor? We are Christian. We are the church. We are telling you, you need Christ. You need to enjoy Christ. How could you be the testimony? So when you tell our neighbor, our friend, our classmates, our co-workers, tell them about the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Tell them about the church life.
Amen.
Tell them they need Christ.
Amen.
Tell them they need church.
Amen.
They not only need only not only Christ, but also the church.
Amen.
That's the complete gospel Paul was preaching.
Amen.
So we should preach such a gospel.
Right.
So I just say this much, brother, sister, as an encouragement,
amen.
The Lord is recovering all the functions of all the members.
Amen.
There are many functions, but I just like to take one aspect, is the gospel preaching.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the church in Berkeley Heights with a continued propagation,
amen.
Right.
Continued increase, the number locally increase, and universally propagate.
Amen.
Many more saints will be gained, and even more churches will be produced, propagate for the Father's glory.
Amen.
Lord, bless the church here. We just stand one with you.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As we sing the hymns, there's one body in the universe.
Amen.
And we express here on earth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today, we can testify the church life in Berkeley High. Take the stand for the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
The Lord can declare, this is my house.
Amen.
This is the gate of heaven.
Amen.
As Brother Stephen by share, when you preach gospel, where are you going to bring the people to?
Mm.
You're not going to bring the people to Franklin. Now bring the people to Piscataway, not only to Franklin Piscataway. Today, here, there's a testimony here.
Amen.
There's a church life practice in Berkeley High.
Amen.
And this will become a blessing to all the people around.
Amen.
This is the meaning the Lord has put us here.
Amen.
I praise the Lord. The church life is continued spread. Wherever the sense goes, there should be the practice of home meetings. There should be the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
And through that, gradually, the Lord has a way, can continue spread out his testimony.
Amen.
You see, in the Bible, when the Lord charged his disciples, right, charged them, well, bring this testimony from Jerusalem to Samaria,
Amen.
To Judea, to the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
The fulfillment of that is actually not by the preachers, but by all the believers.
Amen.
Their daily living become experience. Wherever they go, the church life can be spread out.
That's right.
Yes.
And this is the 10th church. This week when I consider the church life in in New Jersey begins, actually was not began from Franklin. Was began from Piscataway.
Right.
Yeah. We came to here either by working or moving over here or student studying in the Rutgers University. We began the church life here.
Amen.
Initially, we all travel around. The weekend, we all travel to New York. We commute to New York, attend a meeting there. We always were taught when we want to keep the Lord's testimony as one, keep it in oneness, and in the fellowship of the one body of Christ.
Amen.
So here, at that time, we didn't consider there's a church life here. Therefore, we traveled to New York. But gradually, the Lord burdened some of us for his testimony in New Jersey. We began in 1984. Actually began just in Piscataway. And later on, the Lord bring us to Franklin. Okay, so the church life from Franklin, 1986. Then once we purchased the meeting hall, we found out meeting hall is not big enough to accommodate every saint in New Jersey, all come together. From the north, at that time is the Harrison area. From the east, from the north, everyone come together. The meeting hall just not big enough. So even though we had meeting hall, we began to practice church life. Immediately we found out we have to further spread out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Towards the east, went to Marlboro area. Towards the north, we went to Harrison area. So there are three church life began practice in New Jersey.
Amen.
But that has been kept for a long time. During this time, what happened? Actually, the Lord has a burden for further spreading.
Amen.
But we are not ready. We were not prepared. So it takes a long time to prepare the material to further spreading out the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
I appreciate this week when I counted. I have a list here. In New Jersey, how many localities there is a saints gathering? This when we back in 2012. We counted there's a 65 localities, townships in New Jersey have home meetings. And some towns and home meeting has just one meeting. Some towns has two meetings or three meetings. And in the past, like Harrison, we had one. Like East Brunswick, we had one. And Manalapan, we had one. But like Piscataway, there are more than one. If it's scattered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there was one, in South Brunswick, there was 1, 2, 3, 4. So some locality has quite a number of home meetings. So I counted for the locality, only one locality, we counted altogether in 2012. There are 65 towns at home meetings.
Amen.
That means the Lord already has so many saints gathering in all this township.
Amen.
And throughout the years, the Lord prepared the saints for the growth of his body.
Amen.
Continue being built.
Amen.
Without the local church, the body of Christ just cannot be realized.
Amen.
Cannot be built. There is no practical way to build the body of Christ.
Amen.
But with the local church, with the practice of God's ordained way, in each locality, there is a practical way to perfecting the saints.
Amen.
Perfecting in gospel preaching.
Amen.
Perfecting in nourishing the saints.
Amen.
Perfecting in shepherding the saints.
Amen.
Perfecting in coordinating and building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Praise Lord.
Amen.
In New Jersey, the testimony through this since 2006, we further come back to Piscataway. Then 2008, we had spreading to Lawrence. Later on, it's Hamilton. And 2011, we have Edison. 2012, we had a Montgomery. Then 2014 and 15, the Lord further spread out from Nutley, have Parsippany and Fairlawn. And this time, come to here, in Berkeley, at Berkeley High.
Amen.
I remember when Brother Benson, in one of the winter training this year, the Lord has brought the testimony through Brother Lee's ministry to this country in the 1960s. And he felt, since Brother Lee went to be with the Lord, the testimony of the Lord in the United States, up to today, only 300 some churches being raised up. There is such a big country,
right.
Such a good land, yet the Lord's testimony still very much limited.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a burden. He wants to, before he went to be with the Lord, there could be 1,000 churches raised up in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 churches. At that time, we considered this. How can this be fulfilled? This certainly is our brother's burden, but the fulfillment takes all the saints exercise and participate.
Right. Amen.
Pray
Amen.
And have a practical way to carry this out. I remember when we, Brother Stephen Bai and I went to Nutley meeting. At that time, the Lord just gave us such a feeling. 1,000 churches in the United States. The United States has 50 states, right? So in average, each state should have 20 churches. You can get 1,000. Each state, 20 churches. Then we consider New Jersey. How about New Jersey have 20 churches? We consider New Jersey is the most populous state in the United States. It's not like Nebraska, not like Montana. This state is most populated and should have, instead of 20 churches, we should have go for 50 churches.
Amen.
50 churches.
Amen.
I'm counting this. We have 65 towns as meetings. So the Lord has a way.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, continue to spread out.
Amen.
Continue to spread out. And I really praise the Lord. Before he can do any work, he has to gain us.
Amen.
And during this time, from 2003 up to all these years, every summer we have students perfecting training. What most important thing through this, there was not only the releasing of the riches of the word, also the consecration from all the saints,
right.
From every family.
Amen.
This is a blessing. The first thing we need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
That's right.
Let the Lord working in us.
Amen.
Then working through us. Then there's a possibility. There's a the church can be produced.
Amen.
So all these brothers and sisters, after we fellowship in every locality, we found us have one thing in common, all consecrated ones.
Amen.
When we come up to Berkeley High, we ask Brother Zhu Hong how long he has been saved. He said about 20 years. In this 20 years, right? 20 years, he gone through consecration again and again and again. And he went through from the campus meeting, from the home meeting, from the prayer meeting, from district service. He went through all the steps. Then the Lord prepared him and his family and the other serving brothers gradually have burden to take the stand in each locality.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord cannot send angel to do this kind of work.
That's right.
Has to do through man.
Right. Right.
But not one day.
Right.
Not 1 month.
Right.
But take some years.
Amen.
To gradually perfecting us to be the proper material for the building up of the church.
Amen.
For his testimony.
Amen.
Even though our goal is 50 churches, but our way has to be day by day.
Amen.
Our consecration has to be definite.
Right.
Not only ourselves consecrate to the Lord, our family consecrate to the Lord,
Amen.
Our children consecrate to the Lord,
Amen.
Our job consecrate to the Lord,
Amen.
Our entire being consecrate to the Lord,
Amen.
Not for other things, for the building up of the church.
Amen.
This is the fulfillment.
Amen.
The Lord has said he will build his church.
Yeah.
But how can he build? He has to build in each locality.
Amen.
From the practical, the local church.
Amen.
And only in the practical local church we have possibilities. We can be transformed.
Right.
We can be the proper material. We can be the gold, the silver, the precious stone for the Lord's building up.
Amen.
So I really appreciate this. The Lord has began his testimony here today, but one should not be stopped here.
Right.
We should continue like the grain of wheat falling on the ground.
Amen.
Many grains be produced.
Amen.
The same way, how the Lord gained us, the Lord will gain through us many more.
Amen.
So the church will be continue spreading.
Okay.
I just listed how the in Piscataway. Okay, we have a meeting in Highland Park with Bridgewater, Berkeley High, and Piscataway. Now in Nutley, we have
Baskin
list.
Baskin Ridge.
Now have Baskin Ridge.
More sense of Baskin Ridge.
Baskin Ridge, right? So every local church should consider all the home meeting as a further growth and spreading of the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
And every local, every home meetings and group meeting with a goal to perfecting the saints.
Amen.
Perfecting in many aspects, Brother Shear. Perfecting in life, perfecting in truth, perfecting in gospel preaching, perfecting in practical service and building up. All these, is the practical building up of the church on the earth.
Amen.
Then, there's a testimony here. Then there, the Lord can get many in the state.
Amen.
If New Jersey can become such a testimony, then many other states, United States, can become race of the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
Amen.
And strengthen brothers as such a new beginning.
Amen.
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 Indeed, we are very happy today.
Amen. Amen.
Because our spirit are full of joy.
Amen.
Because we have touched God's heart's desire.
Right. Amen.
Like our brother read the verse for us. Lord desired to build his church.
Amen.
So this is God's heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen.
Throughout the church history, the first age, right after the first church was established, the church has become degraded. The reason become degraded is because the people's ignorance, their blindness, they did not follow the truth.
Right.
So there is a need for those to recover.
Right.
Recover from the truth recover from the degradation. Today, why is so special here? Because we have been brought back into the reality of that recovery of that lost truth.
Amen.
Brother and sister, this ground is so important.
Amen.
Why today we are here? Why we not join the other denomination? Because the Lord needs to recover this truth.
Amen.
That's why May 1st, 2016 is a memorable day to the church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
We have decided to take the ground.
Amen.
But this ground is not belong to us.
Right.
We did not own the ground. This ground belongs to the God.
Amen.
And belongs to all the children of God.
Amen.
And we simply just return to this ground and we open to all the children of God.
Amen. Amen.
Whoever like to return this ground, we are welcome.
Amen.
And we shall receive them according to God and according to Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So, it is so important for us to remain in the recovery.
Amen.
And then again, recovery is not our title, brother and sister. You have to be clear.
That's right.
Recovery is not our title.
Right.
Recovery is what God is doing in His work.
Right.
That's right.
Because we take the ground, so we are in the recovery of the truth today.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
But the recovery is not remain just in the truth of ground.
Amen.
God is continue to moving on.
Amen.
So we cannot just remain in the current truth. You know, 2 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 12.
Right.
It tells us we must be established at the present truth.
Amen.
The present truth translated into the up-to-date truth.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So if we are not following the ministry tightly, we may not be in the up-to-date truth. Then we may not be in the recovery. So what is up-to-date truth today? Like our brother shared, the Lord desire to build up His church.
Amen.
To consummate the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we are the member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And that the up-to-date truth is the recovery, to recover every member the function of the body.
Right.
If we don't follow this truth,
right,
then we are not the reality of the present truth.
Right.
So brother and sister, why we are here for? We must be clear. We are here to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to know, in God's heart, church is the masterpiece.
Right.
That's why He's
Amen.
Working on it.
Amen.
And they require Him to show His multifarious wisdom.
Amen.
Amen.
In His creation, He doesn't need to show that. But in working on the church, which will be consummated in the body of Christ,
Amen.
That requires His multifarious wisdom.
Amen.
Show to all the human beings.
Amen.
Show to, especially to the devil.
Right. Amen.
We are here for this.
Amen.
Amen.
So may the Lord refresh our vision.
Right.
Keep us in the up-to-date truth.
Amen.
Following the ministry tightly.
Amen.
You know, Paul charged Timothy.
Right.
2 Timothy 3:10. He charged Timothy, "You shall follow me tightly in teaching, in my faith, in my suffering, and in my love, and whatever conduct." Today, we must follow the ministry tightly in this way. Even give our whole being for the ministry. Saints, aren't you desired to bring the Lord back?
Amen.
Let us make the vow, consecrate ourselves. Lord, may our generation, we can bring you back.
Amen.
If not us, then our next generation,
Amen.
We will bring you back.
Amen.
And that is why we're here. May the Lord bless all of us.
Amen.
And especially bless the church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was born and raised in Franklin. Grew up in Hamilton. And now I was moved to eastward, back to New York City, where the church is rooted, sprouted out or spread it out
right.
from New York City.
Right.
And our goal is to have a 50 meeting hall in New York City in 20 years time. We do pray that the 50 churches will be established in New Jersey.
Amen.
When I came to the church life, we have three localities
right.
for many years. Actually, by January 2001,
right.
that's 8 months before Brother Alex
right.
be with the Lord.
Mm.
And the brothers had the vision to propagate one locality a year.
Right. Right.
Now, Michael, right now we have 10. This is after 15
wow.
years.
Right.
So we're catching up.
Right.
Yeah, but quite a few years.
Right.
We were interstate until like 2007.
Right. Yeah.
Until Church in Piscataway began to resume
right.
the testimony here.
Right.
And 2008, Lawrence was right. propagated out.
Right.
And it continued the following years. And until middle of 2014.
Right.
Unbeknowingly, I was threw back to New York City. Brothers and sisters, you didn't know my feeling when I was driving through
uh-huh.
over Verrazano Bridge.
Uh-huh.
I had a longing, groaning, and a prayer to the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah. Amen.
To be standing with the brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
Because this is for the Lord's interest.
Amen.
Okay. So, I use 3 minutes to finish. I read a few verses. It's always good to begin, just like a wedding. Ian and Kelsey, you know, just got married. Wedding takes a few hours. Life takes whole life.
That's right.
Today is a beginning, 2 or 3 hours. But the church life
right.
has to be from generations to generations
right.
until
Amen.
He comes back.
Right.
So when the Lord revealed His greatest prophecy, He will build His church.
Amen.
And then at that time, He began to reveal to the disciples that He will suffer.
Right.
He will be crucified.
Right.
And then He will resurrect.
Amen.
Because the church is against the gates of Hades.
Right. Amen. Amen.
So here the testimony begins. It just to be reminded. The warfare
yeah.
at the same time will begin as well.
Amen.
And I'm right. not a really old veteran. But even though I'm saved only 18 and a half years, I went through quite a few wars,
right.
quite a few struggles,
right.
Quite a few situations. And I know, brothers,
right.
hold your ground.
Amen.
Amen.
Hold your ground.
Amen.
Because this is the key for the warfare.
Amen.
It will go through. There's no other choices.
Right.
The vision has to be fixed.
Right.
The glorious vision. But the way is the way of the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Recently we have a very senior brother, 100 years old, passed away in mainland China. And I wrote a poem to remember him.
Right.
And when I was writing it, I was praying just to see his 100 years pathway. 24 years imprisonment of 10 times. And you know, to build His church, what a price our God, our Lord, personally paid for the testimony to go on.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, particularly the sisters, the serving family sisters, be strong.
Amen. Amen.
You can cry. but move on.
Amen.
Support the brothers.
Amen.
Support the brothers.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a no easy way out.
Yeah.
Here is Berkeley Heights. In Ephesians, there's a word called a height. Right? It says that you, being rooted and grounded in love,
Amen.
May be full of strength
right.
to apprehend with all the saints.
Amen.
What a breadth and length and a height and a depth are.
Right.
Brothers and sisters, the love, the rooted in Christ,
Amen.
Is what's needed for the church life to go on.
Amen. Amen.
Your vision, your ground is all in you. But to move on, it's the love.
Amen.
The covering of love
Amen.
To go on
Amen.
With all the saints.
Amen.
Because for our Christ to make his home in our heart, not only in faith, but also in love.
Amen.
The church life is a lot of love.
Amen.
Love and caring. So my last verse, I'll finish up.
Amen.
Is in Philippians 2. This is for the brothers. If therefore any encouragement in Christ,
Amen.
Any consolation of love, any fellowship of spirit, any tender heartedness and compassion, brothers, this is what's needed.
Amen.
Between you and among you, brothers. Make our joy full.
Amen.
That you think the same thing.
Amen.
Having the same love.
Amen.
Joined in soul.
Amen.
Thinking the one thing.
Amen.
Doing nothing by way of selfish ambition.
Amen.
Nor the way of vainglory.
Amen.
But
Amen.
In lowliness of mind.
Amen.
Considering one another more excellent than yourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Not regarding each his own virtues,
Amen.
But each the virtues of others also.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, for the church life to hold the testimony is a simple addition, minus, multiplication, and division. It's 加减乘除. It's very simple. Let Christ continuously add it into you.
Amen.
Let yourself, your self-nature, self-interest, self-love, anything not of Christ being eliminated.
Amen.
Minus, I don't know, is that right, the math word? Huh?
Deduct.
Deduct or keep removing.
Decrease.
Let him increase. Let ourselves decrease.
Amen.
Let him mingle within us,
Amen.
Into us,
Amen.
Through that multiplication.
Amen.
To avoid, by all means,
Amen.
Any divisions.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the church in Berkeley Heights is here to stay.
Amen.
Is here to grow.
Amen.
Is here to propagate.
Amen.
Is here to multiply
Amen.
And to manifest
yeah.
Amen.
What the Lord is truly in charging us
right.
on this earth
Amen.
To establish his kingdom
Amen.
And may the kingdom have another really a tender shoot
Amen.
In New Jersey
Amen.
And
yeah.
even spread even further
Amen.
And bear much fruit
Amen.
Bear even more testimonies
right.
Amen.
Through Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers, for your fellowship and encouraging words.
Amen.
Now we open the meeting to everyone. We would like to hear the sharings from local saints and saints from other localities.
Mm-hmm.
Due to the time constraint, we please limit your sharing in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The piano will signal every a song at 90 seconds and every 30 seconds thereafter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We try to end the meeting by 12:25.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just thought about today, and I need to do some testimony. Uh-huh. So 10 years ago, my husband and I decided to move here.
Amen.
So we have a vision. That vision is, although there was no brother sister here, but we need to keep our church life.
Amen.
So we, no matter how far I travel to church in Franklin at that time, so we still need to go back to pursue our church life and attend the Lord's Day meeting.
Amen.
So our vision just start from there.
Aye.
But God does not stop, does not want us our vision stop there.
Right.
So after half year, we start to have our first group meeting.
Amen.
And I remember the brothers, brother Ping An and Zhen Zhong and the brother Bai came to our house.
Amen.
So at that night, they fellowship. So they congratulate for the first group meeting. But I remember Brother Bai said, we should not stop our vision here. So first group meeting is not enough.
Uh-huh.
We need to think about the golden lampstand.
Amen.
So in my heart, I was like, okay, I'm big enough to host the group meeting, but not big enough to host to think about the golden lampstand.
Uh-huh.
But Lord, Lord's move never stops.
Amen.
He has a way, so we cannot become the blocks to Him.
Amen.
So we just have a little bit of strength to follow Him.
Amen.
And with all the brothers and sisters. Today is the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just so happy. And
Amen.
I know that all the brothers and sisters pray for this day.
Amen.
And while hearing all the brothers fellowship, I feel like the vision move up.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We not only need to conquer this land, we need to propagate.
Amen.
We need to multiply.
Amen.
So
Amen.
All the members of the Berkeley Heights just need to build it together.
Amen.
Because we have come here not only just for enjoy the church life.
Amen.
We are here to building up the body of the Christ.
Amen.
So have this vision. We know that there are so many cities around it.
Amen.
Every member, we just need to preach a gospel.
Amen.
So our member can grow.
Amen.
And more church can be built up.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. At the very beginning, I just had the same vision as Sister Lan. We just, you know, continue our church life in the local. So, you know, we can have a, we can continue our church life of our own, and if possible, God will bring us, you know, more foods or other saints from other localities.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think really the God's move is never stopped.
Amen.
When brothers come to us, even after we have the three small groups, we still never, for me, I would never think we really have, you know, them golden lampstand here.
Right.
Because for myself, I'm always thinking we're not ready. But when brothers and come here again and again, so the vision just got more sharp.
Amen.
So I think we don't supposed to stop or limit God's move here.
Right.
Amen.
It's our limitation.
Yes.
So when brother have such a vision, we should say amen.
Amen.
Just pray and just
right.
Just thank you so much for all the localities' support.
Amen.
We're here now, but it's definitely not a stop. It's
right.
just a beginning.
Amen.
Amen. It's a life, their marriage life. We just
right.
have a new start today.
Right.
So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give us more grace so we can just follow Him.
Amen.
Amen. That's
right. I'll follow all the ministry
Amen.
So we can have a more fruits and a more testimony.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's just one thought came in my mind is about Noah, this person. Because he is a changing age person used by God.
Amen.
So he is changing this age by through his life. And so what I want to share to brother and sister is we need to first focus our daily life.
Amen.
That will be like, you know, really follow Jesus.
Amen.
We will change this age gradually.
Amen.
Just gradually we change this life. I will change this age.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen, brothers. It's a testimony that I want to share with you. Last year, we was looking for a house with my wife to move. and we have many places to choose, but then we decided to move to Scotch Plains. And we didn't know why we are moving to there. My wife and I, we have been a discussion, say why we're going to go there. We are comfortable in Newark. It's close for us to be joining the church in you know, the locality in Nutley. Mm. But finally, we moved to Scotch Plains.
Amen.
And what I want to say is that we don't know what God is building.
Right.
Right? And now it's for us like 10 minutes to come to here. Okay?
Amen.
The purpose of God wherever we move is because He already knows what He wants to do it.
Amen.
And what He wants to do is the church in Berkeley Heights to grow up.
Amen.
And be the expression of God.
Amen.
Amen. Just we have to keep going on the vision of God, what God has to us. We cannot stand. We don't choose to be with God. God chose us to be
Amen.
In us.
Amen. Amen.
And praise the Lord, brother,
Amen.
For this
Amen.
New beginning.
Amen.
And God bless everyone here. And hopefully we can grow up
Amen.
And express more.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Actually, got home. I asked Megan. I said, "What were you touched most?" Uh-huh. And she told me she was very touched by Brother Stephen's testimony and Daye's testimony. Uh-huh. And she said that we need to serve the Lord from generation to generation.
Amen. Amen.
And I said, you know, if our next generation has this seed in their heart, I think this is a big thing. This is a big blessing for the church life here.
Amen.
So you know, when Eric was 4 years old, he broke his arm, and he had his cast on. And I asked Brother Alex Chang to wrote something, you know, to write something on his cast. And he wrote, "Serve the Lord." And I was like, you know, he's just 4 years old. What are you talking about? But this year he's graduating college.
Hey,
so,
man.
You know, I really have the burden to speak to our young people
in Berkeley
Heights. Do not despise your youth.
Yes. Right.
Now we have 12 young people in Berkeley Heights.
That's right.
And wow. Next year, we will have 24.
Amen.
So after you graduate from college, come back to serve.
Amen.
To serve the next generation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 We moved to the area in 1990, and I was never imagined that we would have such a wonderful day like we have now.
Yeah. Amen.
I've been traveling for the past months, so I was in church in Taiwan last Lord's Day.
Uh-huh.
But I felt, Lord, what a blessing. We can all be in one.
Amen.
We have different members, but all the expressed locally.
Amen.
So, you know, first of all, that God is really our head. Christ is our center.
Right.
Amen.
By ourselves, we're, you know, I'm pretty weak.
Uh-huh.
But praise the Lord, when we're built up in the body and with the sins, that we can be the strong testimony to the Lord on this earth.
Amen.
And, you know, we've been going through some transition, my own personal life and stuff. But I feel the Lord, you know, I just want to consecrate myself,
Amen.
My family, to you.
Amen.
You know, whatever
Amen.
It is,
Amen.
When I
Amen.
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 And I thank you for all the saints from the different counties for the support. And you know, we can all be in one for this glorious testimony.
Amen.
I'd just like to read a few verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul here says, "And to the Jews I became as a Jew in order that I might gain Jews. To those under law, as under law, that I may gain those under law."
Amen.
Verse 22 says, "To the weak I became weak, that I might gain the weak. To all men I have become all things, that I might by all means save some."
Amen.
"And I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may become a fellow partaker of it."
Amen.
I was really encouraged by all the sharing this morning. And I share this joy with all of you.
Amen.
The Lord now has a testimony.
Amen.
In Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
But you know, as I was considering, you know, I was just so burdened that as the saints here in Berkeley Heights, that we would really open our eyes.
Amen.
I was really touched by our brother sharing that we have friends.
We have neighbors. We have coworkers.
Amen.
We have our community.
Amen.
You know, just to give a brief testimony, I am so busy with the YP work, with the college work, with all these different works. But, you know, Lord has touched me recently. Brother, you need to open your eyes.
Right.
You live in a certain place. Mm. And surrounding your house are your neighbors.
Mm.
What about your neighbors?
Yeah.
So recently I just been burdened for my neighbors.
Mm.
To start praying for my neighbors.
Amen.
We have Caucasians there. We have Indians there. We have blacks there. We have those who are Muslim. But I'm just burdened for them. I am burdened that they would know Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I really encourage all the saints here. We need to become all things.
Right.
You need to become a quote-unquote Indian so that you can speak to the Indians.
Amen.
We need to be quote-unquote Caucasian so we can speak to the Caucasians.
Amen.
The Koreans. But, of course, in the church, there's just Christ.
Right.
But we need to learn how to talk to them. We need to come to their level. Just like the early missionaries when they went to China. They became Chinese so that they could gain the Chinese.
Amen.
So we need to become the Berkeley Berkeley Heightians. We need to become the people here.
Amen.
So we can gain the ones who live in Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
We need to have this view so
Amen.
That we can really, even for the sake of the second generation,
right.
for the sake of the future
right.
of the church here, that we could really have such a strong, golden, shining lampstand in Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm so happy that we are God put us in Lord's recovery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
We have Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We have the oneness.
Amen.
We are the functioning members of Christ's body.
Amen. Amen.
And,
just
so happy today. Nathan and I used to attend meeting church in Nutley and Church Franklin.
Right.
I just came back to Church in Piscataway not too long, and we have a church in Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
There's a purpose to put us here.
Amen.
We need to grow in life.
Amen.
We need to gospel preaching. So many people in this area.
Amen.
Every morning I would go to a place. It's a park, and we can see because the altitude is very high.
Mm.
So when I pray, Lord really showed me so many towns
in
this area.
Right.
Berkeley Heights not only for the saints, for the people in the Berkeley Heights.
Amen.
Nathan and I, we are from Warwick.
Right.
Amen.
And we have Greenbrook.
Right.
Saints from Greenbrook.
Right.
From New Providence.
Amen.
From Chatham.
Right.
So Lord is moving.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We need God, but God also need us.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's move need us.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just felt, Lord, thank you. We need to just put, no matter what our situation is, God put us in the body.
Amen.
God will supply.
Right.
We just need to grow.
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
I also say we need to be rooted in His love.
Amen.
His love motivated us to move on.
Amen.
And thank you, Father. Encourage all the sisters.
Amen.
We need to support our brothers.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
The Berkeley High says here, a lot of saints, only sister comes to the meeting.
Uh-huh.
The brothers stay home. So we need to desperately pray for our brothers.
Amen.
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 All the family can be raised up.
Amen.
Serve
Amen.
Our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So may Amen. The Lord have a strong testimony in Berkeley Heights.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So when the Lord said, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone.
Yeah.
Amen.
But if it dies, it will bear much fruit.
Amen. Amen.
This is not only high peak, this is practical.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We believe that there's a bunch of saints
Amen.
Who wanted to be falling into the ground
Amen.
And die.
Right. Amen.
That it may bear fruit.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church in Berkeley Heights.
Yeah. Amen.
In Christ.
Amen. Amen.
In His death,
Amen.
In His resurrection,
Amen.
In His suffering,
Amen.
This is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lately, you know, we've been sharing how much we see counts much. Because that will govern you, that will move you. that will make you live in that realm.
Right.
What the Lord has done, just give a good example here. In the Hebrews 11, we have the men of God, right? The people of God there, you name it.
Yeah.
They were longing for that city.
Right.
Whose architect, builder, God. But this verse is good. All this died in faith, not receiving the promises,
right.
But seeing.
Right.
But seeing them from afar off.
Right.
Wow! The people of God in the Old Testament.
Amen.
They did not have the promise.
Right.
But seeing from afar off.
Amen.
And joyfully greeting them.
Amen.
And confessing that they are strangers and sojourners on the earth.
Amen.
What a seeing.
Amen.
You know what they were seeing at? It's in Hebrews 12. It says here, the church of the living God.
Amen.
Let me see, where is it? Hebrews 12. This is what they could see. They could see the Mount Zion.
Amen.
The city of the living God.
Right. Amen.
The heavenly Jerusalem.
Amen.
The universal gathering.
Amen.
The firstborn.
Amen.
The church of the firstborn.
Amen.
The unshakable kingdom.
Amen.
They could see. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Through the ministry, through the prayers, we could see something.
Amen.
And this will govern us, and this will govern the church in Berkeley.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are out of time, but if you really have a burden to share, please limit to 1 minute.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Church life is very practical.
Amen.
First of all, we need to present our body.
Amen. Amen.
Sacrifice.
Amen.
We need to be renewed in our spirit in the church life.
Amen.
Also, we need to serve the Lord. Burning in our spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
One last thing I want to share with the saints in Berkeley High. In the book of Revelation, in the church of Philadelphia, the Lord does not give us a lot of power, just a little power.
Right.
And we kept his word. And also, do not deny
his name.
His name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
the
Lord. Praise
the Lord.
Which brother can serve the translation?
I can't do that. Our God is a moving God.
Right.
He's not a stopping.
Amen.
I was born in mainland China.
Came
to the United States, New Jersey. This is my second hometown.
Amen.
We are, the whole household here have been supplied and nourished by the saints. Perfected by. Now we see my grandson get married.
Amen.
This is a happy life.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 tells us. And the God of love who provide for those one who love him, who never see, not seen by eyes, not hear by ear, even not minded in the heart.
Right.
And we see God's testimony move to here. You see, the God was moving in the wilderness by the chariot. And now he is moving in the whole universe. Now we heard in the state of New Jersey, the Lord is going to propagate 50 churches.
Amen.
Oh, we have a big task here.
Amen.
No matter whom you are, you need
Amen.
To be bear some responsibility here.
Amen.
Be part of it. If you will be part of it, you are part of the you are the member of the body of Christ. For the moving of the body. Just be a function according to your manner.
Amen.
Amen.
So I see so many faces, some of them are familiar with. Now I remember all of you.
Amen.
Brother Chris.
Amen.
Amen. That's but through the blending.
Amen.
I came from a church in Cerrito, back here.
We
can be part of God's move here in the state of New Jersey. I have a person of prayer to bear all the families here, serving families.
Amen.
The worldly people say the hardest thing is in the beginning.
That's right.
But we have a glorious future, a glorious goal. But we have a long way to go.
Amen.
Through the preaching of the gospel.
Amen.
The Acts chapter 1 verse 8 tells us, the Spirit will descend upon you. We will be receiving the power and be the testimony from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
We'll be the testimony, witnesses to the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
We are the witnesses of the Lord.
Amen.
No matter where we go, we have a joyful face.
Amen.
We draw people Amen. To God's house.
Amen.
Oh, God is a God of love.
Amen.
Oh, whenever, whoever we see, we bless them.
Amen.
Just like
Amen.
Jacob
Amen.
When he's old. Blessing Amen. Everyone he meets.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we have a glorious future. We have a long way to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. May the Lord bless
Amen.
The church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
It's the Lord inclusive of Christ.
Due to the time, let's have strong prayers
Amen.
And end the meeting.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, you are the all-inclusive one.
Amen.
Your heart is so healed.
Amen.
You receive everyone who seek and believe you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. You are so beautiful.
Amen.
Oh, the beautiful in revelation.
Amen.
The joy of the whole earth.
Amen.
It's Mount Zion.
Amen.
The size of the north.
Amen.
The city of the great king.
Amen.
In this verse, Psalm 48, 2.
Amen.
God bless into the church of Berkeley High.
Amen.
Over here.
Amen.
For your wonderful economy.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
Amen.
You are the faithful God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You are this testimony in Berkeley High.
Amen.
Give this church to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We are here to stay.
Amen.
We are here to grow.
Amen.
We are here to shine.
Amen.
We are here to propagate.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are so faithful.
Amen.
Oh, call us into this fellowship.
Amen.
Put us in this flow.
Amen.
Oh, through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you put all this treasure store.
Amen.
Build up the temple. Thank you for your initiation word.
Amen.
Thank you for this new beginning.
Amen.
To bless the church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
Bless all the saints.
Amen.
Fully open to you.
Amen.
Pull down your heavenly blessing.
Amen.
Into all of them.
Amen. Yes,
Hallelujah. Thank you. You are the God of movement.
Amen.
Oh, you have updated the vision to us.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, what a glorious testimony.
Amen.
Oh, a testimony in the one body.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, to your gospel.
Amen.
Oh, to your church.
Amen.
Oh, to your move on the earth.
Amen.
Oh, we are looking for your blessing.
Amen.
We are looking
Amen.
For your strength.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we are looking Amen. For your stay with us.
Amen.
Ever and ever.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you.
Amen.
Bless your church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
Bless your testimony here.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Open ourselves to you.
Amen.
Give us such a burden.
Amen.
Move with you.
Amen.
Our heart's desire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
We worship your sovereignty, Lord.
Amen. Your testimony move to here.
Amen.
Amen.
Shine the golden stand.
Amen.
Bless all the saints in here.
Amen.
Everyone can make a function.
Amen.
Everyone has a burden to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Or make the body of Christ can grow.
Amen.
Amen.
Shine the testimony here.
Amen.
Bless the children of Berkeley High in here.
Amen.
And Lord.
Amen.
We do worship your sovereignty.
Amen.
Oh, Berkeley Church in Berkeley High.
Amen.
It is in your heart's desire.
Amen.
We'll pray.
Amen.
Every spiritual blessing
will
outpour to them.
Amen.
Every brother and sister,
Amen.
They will know you.
Amen.
To be grown in life.
Amen.
To be even mature in life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Give them to you.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I praise you.
Amen.
That we're in victory.
Amen.
Fulfill us with joy.
Amen.
We give all the praises to you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory, wonderful glory.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We initiate the work.
Amen.
We're moving out.
Amen.
All of you.
Amen.
Testimony in Berkeley High.
Amen.
Them shining brighter and brighter.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, come.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for establishing another church in
Lovestead. Amen.
We're
blessed
with all earth.
Amen.
Stretch our vision.
Amen.
Your gospel reach to every end of the corner.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You're the one initiating.
Amen.
You're the one going through.
Amen.
You're the one getting the glory.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
You have set an open door for the saints.
Amen.
No one can shut.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a wonderful meeting today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, brothers from all, brothers and sisters from all localities.
Amen.
And now we'll conclude the meeting.
Amen.
And after the meeting, we have a simple lunch service in the
Amen.
Other room. I know they're going to be crowded, but just be patient.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We may can bring food to here if that room is too crowded. That room is small. Yeah.